Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're working on something new.
We think it's gonna be great.
Can't wait to show it to you.
We hope you love it too.
Still have some lines to get,
but it's getting almost done.
Can't say it's finished yet,
but when it is, we'll share it with everyone. Sit on back in your favorite chair. You don't have to be anywhere. Put your headphones on if you dare. You're about to feel. You're about to feel.
That is a 1 minute and 5 second track called Prelude to a Feeling, and it starts Tim Heidecker's album called, wait for it, Fear of Death. Heidecker may be known as half of the comedy duo Tim and Eric with Eric Wareheim. Their show, Tim and Eric, Awesome Show, Great Job, ran for more than a decade on Adult Swim, creating an entire world of absurd characters. He's also known for playing alternate versions of himself in solo projects, whether that's Tim Heidecker on trial for murder in the series The Trial, or Tim Heidecker in the race for San Bernardino District Attorney in the mockumentary Mr. America. This latest project sees the writer-actor take on a different role, that of real, honest-to-John musician. But it isn't Heidecker's first foray into music. He's written comedy albums and concept albums, yet his latest takes on a serious subject, mortality. The work is inspired by the sounds of classic folk and psychedelic rock. It features Heidecker along with a host of collaborators, most notably Natalie Maring, also known as Wiseblood. Fear of Death is out today. And Tim Heidecker joins us for an All of It listening party. Tim, welcome to All of It.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like you've said it all, and I could just wish everyone well and be on my way.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. I have many questions. Many, many questions.
Okay.
When did you and why did you come up with a concept for this album?
I don't think the concept really kind of struck me until about halfway through. I had the first song, that just kind of came out of nowhere. I thought it was, you know, kind of a funny thought that the reason we go on is because we don't want to die. And sort of the silliness of that as a sort of existential thinking. And as I wrote some more, it kind of kept coming into the writing, just the idea of mortality and different ways of thinking about the ultimate, you know, where it's all headed for everybody, no matter what you do, apparently. So I started kind of, you know, once you get a few of those things bubbling, it kind of inspires you to write maybe more on the subject. And so it was kind of like probably halfway through the process.
When did you decide what you wanted it to sound like?
Well, that's a good question. And I kind of am fairly limited in my musical abilities and in my tastes. I just like I like all kinds of music, but I really love sort of that warm 70s singer-songwriter, you know, Paul Simon or Warren Zevon, or that's just my sweet spot. And I like writing that kind of music. I like playing that kind of music. And the people I brought in, I think, share that feeling, and we're all trying to dial that in. We recorded it in this studio that was literally, it was a studio that was very active in the 70s and then was boarded up and opened back up as almost like a time capsule a few years ago. So they had the brown carpeting and the orange couches and stuff. But that kind of naturally went there. We recorded as much as we could. We recorded kind of live in the studio together, and it just kind of organically took shape that way.
Two questions. Was there an avocado fridge, avocado colored fridge, and what was the name of the place?
Well, it's called Valentine Studios, and I believe it had, you know, one of those old Pepsi Cola machines with the bottle cap opener on the side of it, kind of vibe.
My guest is Tim Heidecker. We're talking about his new album, Fear of Death. So let's listen to another song. This one has a little country western kind of twang. It's called Backwards. Let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm. People are hurting. Who are we fooling? We're moving backwards. We're moving backwards. We're moving backwards. We're moving back. We're moving backwards. We're moving backwards. We're moving backwards. We're moving back. Don't it make you cry? Don't it make you want to lay down on the ground and die?
I hear the Paul Simon now. Now that you
yes.
said it.
Certainly a little Grace. I say when I went in the studio with the band, I was like, I think this is kind of like Graceland, you know, the kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I don't mind, you know, for a guy that kind of has known for biting other people, I'm fine to bite off of him.
When you were sitting down to think about these lyrics, given, you know, it is a serious subject, especially right now, it's a very serious subject. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about getting personal?
Well, I just look at it as if I feel uncomfortable or nervous about something, I find that encouraging. I find that sort of, that's a good thing. I don't want to do something that feels kind of expected or boring or repetitive. So yeah, I've started doing this in my past few records. I let myself kind of talk about my own life, and on my podcast, Office Hours, I tend to talk about my family or things I'm going through. And so it's becoming more normal and comfortable for me to do it. But, I you know, you got to find inspiration out there when you're making stuff. And oftentimes mm-hmm. it comes from the people around you and the life you're living.
The title track, The Fear of Death, there's just this one line you keep repeating. And I sort of have been feeling this myself a little bit lately. You just say, I think I'm done growing. You're just done.
It's a terrible attitude. It's a terrible attitude. And,
but sometimes you feel that, though. Sometimes, you know, know you should. Everyone knows that they should. But there are days when you're just like, I think I'm done with this for today. What led to that sentiment on the day you wrote this song?
Oh boy, I don't know. It is true that it's not a wholesome, it's not a you know, sort of positive thing to have going through your life at all times. And I always say, like, listen, don't take these songs are snapshots of moments. They're mm-hmm. you know, moments or thoughts I'm having. They're not. I don't like, you know, pace around my house in sort of despair. You know, I don't. I think these are nice cathartic moments. Reflected in the record, so I get them out of my system more than anything. But there is a sort of like, I'm 40, going to be 45, and this feeling of like, well, what else can I possibly? How can I? You know, what else is there for me to learn? Which is a terribly, you know, arrogant way to think. But it's also just that, like, I think more the way you responded to it, which was sort of like, I'm done, you know, ingesting things right now. I'm done, sort of. I need to kind of just zone out and be a vegetable for a bit.
Let's play the track. It is called Fear of Death.
I don't want to leave the house again. No more partying. I learned all I am gonna learn. I think I'm done growing. I think I'm done growing. I think I'm done growing. Fear of death is keeping me alive. Fear of death is keeping me alive. Fear of death is keeping me alive.
That was Fear of Death. That's also the name of the new album by Tim Heidecker, who is my guest this hour. Okay, it took me all morning, Tim, and I finally figured it out. Touch of Grey, The Dead.
Well, there...
A little bit?
Okay, a little bit. I'm not a Grateful Dead guy, and I'm open about that. I've been out there, you know, I've had statements put out. And I personally hear more of the Birds there. I hear a little more Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a little Stephen Stills there. A little Love the One You're With, maybe. But I'll take it, you know. I mean, Jerry Garcia is a great guitar player. So
now that I hear, I can hear both.
Now I've deprogrammed you.
Well done, sir. Well done. In the song, you know, obviously there's a bit of, you know, there's always some truth in the sort of irony as well. As you're writing, because people do know you for your comedic chops, are you aware of that when you sit down to do a more straightforward record and to write more straightforward songs?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I try not to let it change the creative process. I put on a different hat, and I'm working with different kinds of people, and it's still very fun and collaborative. And you know, I think about it in the delivery of my singing and how I can try to not make it sound like a goof. But then it comes to this point where it's the explaining it and talking about it and doing press where it becomes a little bit of a curve for people. But I just always think that isn't that kind of interesting? You know, is it like everybody needs like an angle? And I feel like I'm doing something that maybe not a lot of other people are doing just because of the nature of the fact that I'm this other thing. You know, I do comedy and I do different things and I have this other thing here. So I just try to look at it as a good thing that in this very crowded media environment that there's something I can distinguish myself with.
My guest is Tim Heidecker. The name of his new album is Fear of Death. I want to play another track. I want to play Nothing. Can you tell us what we should listen for in this track?
Well, Natalie's beautiful harmonies in the bridge, her angel voices coming through. And I also, the second verse is kind of a little mini autobiography of me sort of, you know, I live in this weird place where I get to do some big movies, and I was in this movie Us that Jordan Peele made. Mm-hmm. And so the second verse is kind of me like reflecting on that had just happened, and I'm kind of, what am I doing here? You know? And I don't know how many people can relate to that, but it's my experience of like, you know, sort of the absurdity of what I do.
Let's take a listen to Nothing from Tim Heidecker.
I'm going underground, hiding out for a while. A black void waiting down the road for us one day. But it's all right, don't listen to me. I could be wrong, let's wait and see. But if you see me in heaven, just let me be. If you see me in heaven, just let me be.
That's Nothing from Tim Heidecker. You mentioned Natalie Merring's vocals there. You also have Drew Erickson on this, the Lemon Twigs. How did you go about assembling your collaborators for this album?
I had met Natalie, and we did this show together, and I played a song for her, and we kind of have some mutual friends. And then it was Drew who came up to me at a show of hers and said he had worked with Natalie and played piano for her. And he said, if you ever want to go in the studio with Natalie, I could put the whole thing together. And, you know, almost felt like I was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation situation. I was like, yeah, sure. If that could happen, I would be up for it. And like 4 days later, he had booked the studio. He had gotten all these people together, and he just kind of made it happen in this very organic way. And, you know, we went into it not really sure we were making a whole album. We thought maybe we'd just do a couple songs. And then it just kept going. It just kept being a thing that everybody wanted to work on.
What was something you took out of the collaboration that you think you'll use again?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, meeting, just being able to play with really nice people and talented people. I mean, that combination is really important to me, is people you want to spend time with, but are, who are also just really gifted. And, you know, we always make things under a kind of a pressure cooker in terms of time. There's never enough time. And these people, like, you know, we'd do two or three takes and it would be on to the next thing. And that's really fun. And, you know, I'd love to just make another record with everybody if I could ever find the songs.
My guest is Tim Heidecker. The name of the album is Fear of Death. Let's listen to one more track. This one is called Long As I Got You. Let's take a listen.
Don't want money. Don't want fame. Don't want to be a household name. Or who am I kidding? Sure I do, but I don't want any of it without you. I love my stuff, and I need my things, and all of the comforts that they bring. But I feel like I'm blue, oh, I don't want any of it without you.
That seems like a straight up love song, is it?
I mean, it's sort of funny, I think, that you're saying, like, I, you know, starting out with this kind of thing, I don't need anything. Well, I actually do,
I do
need all these things, but it would be nice if you were there, too. I was just over here playing air guitar to Mike Bloom, who's just ripping it over there on the guitar. That's so fun to hear on the radio. Sorry, I just get excited to hear my own stuff being played, you know?
Well, then you'll be very excited when I ask you about your new Showtime show. You have one out called Moonbase 8 this fall. Fred Armisen, John C. Reilly. This looks really funny. Can you describe the premise?
That's the idea. Yeah, the premise is pretty simple. It's Fred and John and I are these astronauts or aspiring astronauts who are in this NASA program to train to live on the moon. And it's pretty clear pretty quickly that we're probably not going to make it. We're probably not going to be chosen. We're fairly inept. You know, it's got a little bit of a connection to the Three Stooges, maybe. Uh-huh. It's just, it was really, you know, an excuse for Fred and John and I, who we are very close and love each other and love to make each other laugh. It was just like, what could we do that would put the three of us alone in a room together? You know, literally a dome in the middle of the desert, and then we could have fun. So it went from there, and then, but we all love sci-fi, and we love that kind of style. So we brought in Jonathan Kreisel, who did Baskets and Portlandia, and he added this whole other cinematic kind of beautiful sci-fi vibe to it that. It's really different. We made it kind of on our own with A24 without really a network involved. So we kind of just went off into the desert and made this thing. And it's very much its own thing, but it's, you know, I think you'll be amused. It's very funny to me.
The production process sounds fascinating and I can't wait to see it. My guest has been Tim Heidecker. His new album Fear of Death is out today. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you.